Last week, we got an email from the other side of the planet. Luke down in Australia sent us the email telling us about his farm operation down there in Australia. And he had some questions about the market, so we forwarded it on to Kim Anderson. And Kim, tell us what all Luke had to say about his Australia.
Well, I got to email him back and forth with Luke. It seems that he produces about 58 bushels per acre on about 26 inches of rainfall a year. He double crops it. He used minimum tillage practices. He said that the farmland down there goes, or in his area, goes for $1,500, $1,600 an acre.
Well, and let's talk about some of the wheat crops down there in Australia.
Well, as you know, this year they had a record. Wheat crop is on top of the record they had last year. Their production at just a little over a billion bushels, 40 million. With increased ending stocks or near record ending stocks coming into the year, they're going to have 1.37 billion bushels of wheat. And right now, USDA has their ending stocks projected at 331. Now, you can compare this. Their normal production is 830 million, so well above that on production. Their normal supply is 1,060 million compared to the 1.37. And their ending stocks is normally 224 million. So they've got a lot of wheat down there.
It was a good year in Australia.
It was a good year for production, but not a good year for quality.
Right, and let's talk about the different qualities. There's milling quality and then there's feed quality.
Right, they came into the marketing year with a record amount, a percentage amount of feed wheat. Right now, the estimate is that they've got about 69% of their wheat is milling quality and about 31% of it is feed quality. Now, it sounds like a lot of feed, and it is a lot of feed wheat, but with the more than a billion crops in a row, they've got more than enough quality, milling quality wheat to meet their demand and export demand.
Well, and of course, the U.S. is a large exporter of wheat, too. What does that mean for the global markets?
Well, what it's going to be is, you know what, about a 40% increase in their exportable wheat, maybe more than that. They're going to compete. They're going to try to get that on the market. They'll have a negative impact for our wheat. Now, one thing working against them is the value of the Australian dollar. Since October, it's increased against other currencies about 15%, while the U.S. dollar is about the same as it was. So that means the Australian wheat price has increased 15% relative to the U.S. wheat price.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson. And of course, if you have a question for the SunUp crew, just drop us an email, sunup@okstate.edu.